Authorities are dealing with the removal of nearly 350 abandoned boats in the waters of Florida. WUSF's Carrie Pinkard says there's a boat graveyard in eastern Hillsborough County where a dozen derelict vessels have been left by their owners.
Look along the water at Williams Park in Riverview, and you'll see a post-apocalyptic scene of boats that are now made of rotting wood and broken sails. These are an example of what officials in Pasco and Hillsborough counties say they are constantly dealing with. Derelict vessels, or boats owners have neglected so much that they're more than an eyesore. They can be unsafe and lead to environmental problems. Curtis Franklin from Pasco County's Parks and Recreation Department says the financial responsibility of owning a boat is too much for some people.
They get a good deal on a boat, whether it's through an inheritance or through a short sale or something like that. And then they get into the boat and they realize that they're in over their heads big time financially, and they go ahead and dump it on us.
It can take several months to get a derelict vessel removed, starting with warnings and fines. Then, deputies have to give owners plenty of time to move it on their own. Robin Caton, a Hillsborough code enforcement manager, says these boats can cost local governments tens of thousands of dollars to remove.
Depends on the size, depends on the location, the difficulty of removing that.
He says it would be cheaper for the owner to remove the vessel themselves, rather than waiting for it to become derelict.
What they don't understand is if once the investigation is done, the cost of removing it, and they'll be charged with that, it may be much more to remove it from the water once it's derelict than it is to actually hire somebody just to haul it off.
People who refuse to remove their boat could lose their right to own a vehicle, trailer, or vessel in the state of Florida. Carrie Pinkard, WUSF 89.7 News.